Hello and welcome to the Over Underachievers. I'm your host, Knox McCoy. Joining me as always, he's shot up to a height of 6'7". It's Jason Waterfalls. Is that true? 6'7"?
Who's this? Me? Yeah, right.
You know who this is, man? This is Baron Trump. Baron Trump is 6'7", and I just learned about this. I'm upset because I should have known this. I'm not like overly obsessed with presidential adjacent relatives, but I always think they're a good time. It's like on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette when you do the home visit. There's always a stray cousin or brother that is like, you deserve all of my attention, but you're not going to get it because of the way the show works.
Are you sure? Maybe you're just obsessed with Trump because you've also been pitching You've also been pitching a couple of January 6th episode concepts lately.
Are we doing this now? Are we going to do this now? Look, I had an idea that I wanted to do a snake draft of fictional characters who definitely were at the Capitol on January 6th. I wasn't going to be political about it.
The politics is built into the concept.
No, it's not. It's not. There's a certain type of person.
You're like, I don't like presidential families. Now here's something about Trump's son. I also want to talk about Biden's son. Not getting into that.
The former president's son is 6'7" and he doesn't play basketball and no one's talking about this. Okay. Number two, there are people you seem to believe that it was an army of Tucker Carlson's who are intimately aware of like U.S. fiscal policy. I think there were a bunch of jabronis there who were just there to like pillage. And I think I had a couple people I just want to talk about. I brought up in staff meeting and uniformly everyone was like, very bad idea. Please don't do that.
I think it can be veiled. I told you this yesterday. I think it can be veiled. I think the same idea, and then you get one line in there, and then you'd be like, oh, that's just like January 6th. Okay, well, here we go.
I'm not a very veiled person. I don't know if you know that. I don't know if people know that. I don't bring that up to be like everyone is holding me back. They brought up really good points that I listened to. It was good judgment. So credit to them. But I just thought it'd be an interesting conversation. I just wanted to talk about, and I told you all this, why Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation was 100% at the Capitol on January 6th. And no one can tell me otherwise. He's not only like the Andrew Luck of that draft, he's the LeBron James of that draft.
I'm looking up pictures of Baron Trump right now. I thought he did play basketball. Am I making that up? I know nothing about it. I even
read the article attached with it and it's like, he's a soccer guy.
Okay.
Because Trump's like, he's a very special boy, which again, it's a weird way to talk about your son.
That's not a weird way to talk about your son.
It is to call him a special boy. That's weird. Okay. It's just weird. Similarly, like, look, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, they got their issues too. This is not a political conversation. I'm just saying I'm fascinated with presidential sons because it's a full canvas of opportunity.
Are we heightist? If you're a certain height, you have to play basketball. Is that on us or is that on him?
I don't think that's on you and I particularly. I think that's like the culture of American sports. It's like, why are you not playing basketball? You know, it's just strange to me. And I just don't know why people aren't talking enough about it. But anyways, Jason, what's good, man? How are we doing?
Doing great, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I got a little tired of football there for a minute. Then this last weekend of playoff games brought me all the way back in.
And you liked all the blowouts? Just saw like the complete blowouts, no drama?
No, I like what happened last weekend. I like that there was 3 days of two games. That felt good. Then everything that happened last weekend has led to this weekend, which I am so excited about every single game.
Yeah, I think I am too. I think I'm a little frustrated because I thought some of those games were going to be more dramatic last week and they just weren't. There just wasn't a lot of drama. And there's a selfish component. I was on, you know, the wrong betting side of pretty much all of it. So that's my thing to deal with. I think I am a little flustered by the lack of coaching momentum. I don't know why some of these vacancies haven't been filled. I mean, let's go ahead. Let's segue here into our first over achieving or underachieving. Dallas obviously was boat raced by Green Bay in the playoffs. Everyone knew going into that if they didn't do well, or were embarrassing, Dallas was probably firing Mike McCarthy. That's exactly what happened. And Dallas didn't fire Mike McCarthy. Were you stunned to hear that news?
Absolutely stunned. I, you know, and the wording going around by everybody that's not original is that Mike McCarthy is a meat shield for Jerry Jones, and Jerry Jones doesn't want somebody that thinks for themselves, et cetera, et cetera. I disagree. I think Jerry wants somebody that's going to win a Super Bowl. I cannot believe that.
Where's your proof? Where's your proof? Has he hired someone who thinks like who could win a Super Bowl?
Bill Parcells.
Yeah, like before when he was a Jason million Garrett. Years old.
Yeah, but that was two coaches ago. Isn't that crazy? Maybe three coaches ago. I don't know how it works. But, I mean, that's not that many coaches ago. They had Parcells.
Yeah, because Jason Garrett was there forever. For freaking ever.
Like 9.5 years or something like that. 9 years. Isn't that crazy?
Look at me. Look at me through the Riverside camera. I can't listen to him call a football game ever again. I heard one during college. No, I don't know if it's college or if it's Monday Night Football, but then another one here during the playoffs.
You heard a ton of Notre Dame games that he did. And it's
that's
not,
what it was.
Yeah, thank you very much. I have to listen to him almost every week.
Bro, it's too much. It's too much to ask. Not now. Not this year. You know? Not with Barron Trump at 6'7". It's just too much.
2024, Barron Trump, 6'7". Can I ask you a question? Does he seem like a nice guy, though? I know
Mike McCarthy?
No. Absolutely, absolutely not.
Mike McCarthy feels like the guy who either takes a dump with the door open or closes it, but takes such a disgusting dump that it changes the lives of the three people who come in after him at any point.
Mike McCarthy feels like the guy that as soon as he's in the bathroom at a public facility, he just starts peeing, and then some gets in the urinal, and then he keeps peeing on the way to wash his hands, and then he's done. He's very efficient. He was in and out. He peed the entire time he was in there. But Andy washed his hands, but then he left. You know what I mean? Like, it's just,
if you're wondering how all the urine got on the floor, Mike McCarthy was there. That's how.
You know Aqua Teen Hunger Force? The guy that had the tank top on? That's Mike McCarthy.
Look, you're not wrong. I think he explains a lot. Like, I know women have no idea what men's public bathrooms are like. But if you look at Mike McCarthy, that's the vibe. That is 100% the vibe. Did you hear the story about Ralph Friedgen when he was the coach, you know, the big dude coach at Maryland? How he would do like halftime conversations with players, and he'd have to also go big potty number two. So an intern would just bring him a towel, and he would just dump into the towel while he's talking.
That's
to the
not
team.
True. That's
it's,
not true.
It's verified. It's verified. It's got
you
a
just asked me where's my proof
that
Jerry Jones wants to win a Super Bowl. And then you're going to bring up pooping into a towel story?
I'm going to go JSTOR and I'm going to source this and I'm going to give it to you and you're going to have to talk about this. And don't think I'm still not holding on to the fact that you disavow us ever talking about Brennan Carroll, Pete Carroll's son, when I know we did. I know we did.
You said his twin brother.
Pete Carroll's twin brother?
Does Pete Carroll have a twin brother?
No, but that'd be amazing. He does seem like the kind of guy who would have a twin
brother. Cardinals back. Knox has a cardinal at his window that just stares at him. What about his son? I think that you are confusing two different stories in one when you bring up Brennan Carroll.
I'm not. I couldn't be more clear on this. Pete Carroll has a son named Brennan. Brennan is kind of funny. I don't know. He was funny to us at a certain point in our lives. If he's bad, disavow. He had like an entourage vibe, but not like problematic. And we had a lot of conversations about him. We had a lot of conversations about Doug Mirabelli. We had a lot of conversations about these people, and you just refuse to acknowledge that
conversations
about Brennan Carroll.
No, I think that you were saying that we like talked about it 2 weeks ago on the pod when you brought it up again on the pod. I'm not saying we've never talked about him. I don't remember anything about him. And that's me being 40, okay? This is 40, sponsored by the movie This Is 40, special sponsor for today.
You're being rude. You're being dismissive to me and Brennan Carroll. I kind of, this might be.
And don't bring a day with Dougie into this for the record.
Look, I love Doug, unless he's problematic. Then I disavow. I do. This might be a hot take, but when Pete Carroll was like, yo, do we know who really did 9/11? Like, I don't like the conclusion he landed on, but I wish we hadn't been so swift to just like kill him on that, because I would love to know secret like thoughts coaches have.
Thank you.
To see how weird they are, you know, like I just want to let it cook a little bit and be like, oh, now I know this about this weird person.
You know, the for a second there was going to be a podcast with Bill Belichick and Nick Saban, like, together. Yeah. I mean, not literally, but that was going to be the boringest podcast ever. I mean, if you were, like, really, really bored and you wanted to hear some in-depth football talk, that'd be great. Yeah. Pete Carroll, let's get him. Sean McVay and some other coaches were doing something on The Ringer. Let's get Pete Carroll. Let's get Mike Vrabel. You know he's got takes, okay? Then let's get Mike McDaniel. Let's get some of these coaches that have takes. Like, can we get them on ayahuasca on a podcast or something? Like, this is the entertainment we want.
I don't hate that idea at all. I'm gonna skip around here, and I want to go. If you're bringing up
the traders right now,
I'm in love with you.
That was gonna be my next freaking sentence.
Jason, I would like to talk to you about potentially replacing Alan Cumming or Cummings, don't remember, with Pete Carroll, because I feel like that would be an upgrade. I think.
Oh, no, no. Alan, I want all of the current coaches as the next.
On Traders?
On the next cast of the Traders. Oh, my season gosh. Three NFL coaches. They would literally murder each other in that castle.
I just love the idea of Dan Campbell freaking out that he can't figure out who the traitor is.
Honesty. Obviously Mike integrity. McCarthy. And then, like, the producer has to walk out on in front of the camera and be like, "Dan, we've told you multiple times, you are the traitor." And he's like, "I won't do it. I won't do it. I don't care. I told Alan not to touch me."
I just want to say this before I forget it. I saw someone on Twitter say that Arthur Smith, the former coach of the Falcons, looks like if a wizard turned a monkey into a human.
So mean.
I can't stop thinking about it. Honestly, I can't. Looks like traitors. This might be light. We're going to be light spoilers.
We're going to spoil episode one of season two. Is that what you want to get into?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair. So it's been out for a minute. If you plan on watching it, maybe skip ahead a couple minutes.
Or you know what? Don't skip ahead, because what happens in season two, episode one, and if you didn't watch any of the first season, it's not going to spoil either season for what happens, because it happens at the very beginning and it's interesting. Let's just say that.
Yeah. So your mileage may vary on spoilers or whatever. But Jason, how did you? I don't even know if we're talking about the same thing. I want to talk about Johnny Bananas getting voted out.
We are talking about the same thing. We are in lockstep today.
This episode, I almost texted you
again. This episode is sponsored by This Is 40, and we're crushing it.
But they're not really in lockstep in This Is 40. That's the whole point of the movie, right? She thinks he's cheating, but he's going to fancy football draft, which honestly felt like the most relatable thing.
Yeah, but they came
I've
back together
heard
in the end. They were happily married.
That for a lot of, I don't know that they're happily married. I think they hate each other. I think Leslie Mann and Paul Rudd secretly hate each other.
Well, fair, but you hate me about the Brennan Carroll thing that I just flat out don't remember. So
I don't hate you.
And then we came back together about Traitors.
I'm just disappointed in you about that.
Don't do that.
You know, Johnny Bananas getting voted out was one of the national tragedies of my lifetime. Yes. I'll just say that.
Okay, here's a take. There was no chance that he could have been a traitor, right? They couldn't have. Alan could not have picked him as a traitor. It would have been too obvious immediately, right?
Agree. Are you hearing this, Cardinal? Are you? It is dry humping. It is trying to get this window pregnant. And I'm like, dog, we're in an ice storm. What are you even doing right now? How have you made it this far in evolution?
Burning calories, you know, keeping the body warm. That's what he's doing.
Oh my gosh. But you're right. Johnny Bananas has too much heat. But he's a great.
But he was going to go home either way. Like,
yeah,
everybody knew who he was and knew he could not stay there. Especially, he should have held back. Him and CT should have held back in that first challenge and acted dumb. They overplayed their cards.
Look,
by the way, this show is called The Traitors. You recommended it to me.
Yeah,
it went way under the radar. It actually got some noms on Tuesday night and won like a costuming or casting. That's what it won. It won a Emmy, Oscars, Globe, whatever for casting. Actually, season one has normals and celebrities in it, and this is a show on Peacock hosted by Alan Cumming, and he spits hot fire every episode all season long. And it's incredible, and I highly, highly recommend. I've been handing out my Peacock login to people.
Look at that.
I made a couple of deals. If you want to watch that Saturday night game that was on Peacock, you have to watch The Traitors if you take these creds.
This is a great idea to be like, because a lot of people like log and share, but I think there's some leverage to be had of like, I'm going to give you the login. However, you are going to have to watch this show that I want so we can talk about it. That's how you're going to pay me for that. That's a smart move. That's good advice.
And you got to hold the newspaper in front of you watching it and video it the whole time. You staring at the camera while you're watching
hostage style.
Yes.
So I like in season one, at some point, Alan decided to, or the producer said, "Hey, your Scottish is at a 3. We would like you to be at a 53. Can you do that?" And he was like, "Yes, I can." Johnny Bananas, the vacuum of the immense vacuum that he created of not being there has not been filled by the housewives. And I respect their dramatic game. I'm not familiar enough with any of them. So that's been an issue for me to get over.
But Kate in season one, like, I was not familiar with her game at all, but she put on a show in season one.
She did. Didn't she? She was like the critic from The Greatest Showman, but on steroids and on meth.
She literally threw money away. with people watching her do it and then said, oops.
I'm not going to spoil anything. So I think we're up to episode 4 by the time people are listening. It came out last night as of our recording. This is not a spoiler for episode 4, but there is a conversation that happens that is so galaxy brain, where Larsa says, I think the person who is a traitor is an alpha male. And it's such checkmate, because everyone she accused was like, I do want to be considered an alpha male. So it's like they had the, and I'm not going to tell you who had the hardest time rebutting it, but it was CT. Yeah, because, and no one looked at PD 2 times or 4 times. No one even accused him of being an alpha male, which was tough for him, probably. So
the fact that,
not a spoiler, but worth watching.
In the first episode, Larsa was like, I can hear sounds, and yep. I can hear really good. And mm-hmm. I heard his clothing move.
Yep.
When he adjusted his arm to tap Parvati.
Yeah.
And guess what? Alan didn't move and didn't tap Parvati. And so Larsa's been something. And the fact that they took out Marcus and she was so distraught about it, which I understand the distraughtness, but the fact that they were on there as a couple, I don't know. I don't even know what to say about it.
Look,
but it
that's a whole different
great,
podcast.
It made
to
for
be
great
like,
television.
The Pip and Jordan of it all. I think Larsa in this show, it's almost like, was it the 99 season? Scotty's 99 season when he should have won MVP, but he didn't. And that's when he didn't get the last shot in the Kukoc game. I think her season so far is better than his 99 season.
96? Was it 96?
I think it was 99. Wasn't
when Jordan was already gone? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about, but everybody knows the season I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend people check out Traitors. It's so good. Let's go. Let's go overachieving or underachieving Subway. When's the last time you've been to Subway?
Okay. So I have an ex coworker that loves Subway, and I have not loved Subway in a very, very long time. It would constantly hurt my stomach when I was eating it. So I was like, maybe the cold cut trio is not the move. So then
maybe
I would get
the meatball
sub, and maybe that would hurt my stomach. Maybe the meatball sub was not the move, right? So I've not been back in, I'm going to say, 10 plus years. I think it's, I don't think I've been there since I was in my 20s.
Oh, dang. Okay. That's a long time, man.
Yes. They've gone through a lot of spokespeople since then.
Talk a little bit about that. Where were you at on Jared Fogle? I've been a little more recently. I'm a big sandwich guy. My kids both love Subway. My daughter, specifically my oldest daughter, and she is very self-realized, incredibly stubborn, and impervious to shame. So when we go to Subway, she wants 12-inch white bread, American cheese, and ham. The end. And I have to take the bullet every time when I go in, and I do that, and they say, what else? And I say, nah.
You have completed the order.
And they're like, you could do this at home very easily. And I'm like, I know, I'm not equipped.
This is not a $5 footlong anymore. I have to charge you $7.99 or whatever it is.
My go-to order is always white bread, 12-inch white bread, ham, pepper jack, bacon, and then I go jalapenos, I go onions, I go chipotle sauce, and spinach, and that's it. And that's how we do it.
Spinach was weird at the end there, but we'll just gloss right over that. Whatever.
That's a
lot of different attempted spice flavors mixing together. Are you a big spice guy?
I think it's the chronic sinusitis, and it's like my sense of taste is dying out, so I have to throw a lot of spice at the old taste buds to like feel alive. So I think that's what that is, you know?
Well, I love the bacon and I love the pepper jack move. Can you tell the people, please, that the title of the article that you sent me?
Yeah. Yes. So we wanted to discuss whether Subway is overachieving or underachieving on the fact that Subway sells footlong everything now is the title of the article. And I actually knew this because of my most recent trip to buy my daughter a footlong ham sandwich. When I saw they do footlong, like pretzels. They do footlong churros. They do footlong cookies. And part of me wanted to order it just to like live in the anarchy. But part of me was also like, I don't know if this is like real and sanctioned or if this specific location is just going off script. How do you feel about this news?
I think the pretzel actually looks pretty good. The churro is, it looks like they just took Microsoft Paint and then just stretched the photo. And then the cookie looks like some kind of like barge boat situation. I actually think the cookie has some abilities here, some capabilities here to become kind of an ice cream sundae banana split float situation.
Oh, that's good.
So I'm seeing some possibilities here. I just sent a picture of a Subway flyer to my coworker that loves Subway, and we are planning to meet up at Subway next week. And that was put in place before you put this on the rundown. So I think I've got to try at least the footlong pretzel.
Can we make a note to report back on your findings when you do that?
Yes.
I would love to hear. Cause I just don't know. The pretzel looks interesting, but in one of the pictures, there's like something oozing out of the pretzel, which I don't love.
That's just pretzel. That's just innards.
No, that's not innards. That's like, if that's innards, that's like pretzel hemorrhoid or pretzel hernia.
That is a pretzel hemorrhoid.
Not a selling point, Subway. not better. Okay, well, you can be the detective and you can help us.
Section headline. It's Subway's footlong desserts, comma, explained. It's like, if you have to explain your desserts, what are we doing here?
Innovation, food innovation. I love it. I love it so much.
Determination comes in many forms, but always starts with a Dunkin' run. So take your medium or larger coffee in one hand and grab a dollar donut in the other. No matter how you run, Dunkin' run. A $1 donut with any medium or larger coffee. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Let's go overachieving or underachieving. You mentioned Peacock earlier. They streamed one of the playoff games last week. I'm really interested in how many logins you gave out and how many people you think acted on the I'm going to watch Traitors with your recommendation.
I know for a fact that of the three I handed out, two watched Traitors.
Okay.
Because they reported back of some things that happened in season one that would be big spoilers for people that needed to go and then eventually left. And then maybe reveal that they were dating somebody in the reunion show and didn't know how to spell that person's name.
Great.
Handed out those. And I know that two of the three watched Traitors.
I think the only one I handed out was to my mother-in-law. She's a huge Mahomes fan. Huge. Mm. And she, because I'd mentioned it offhand, she was like, oh, I'm bummed I'm not going to get to watch.
What's her take on Brittany? Patrick.
No takes yet. I don't think she's gotten, she's really like broadcast only. And then like some articles that get like algorithmed her way. She isn't like, I don't know that she even knows he has a brother, which I'm like, you got a journey ahead of you on that. but I mentioned it to her and I was like, yeah, totally. You can have my login. And then like on the dot Sunday morning or Saturday morning when they, I think it was Saturday morning, she was like, hey, can I get that? Can I get those digits? Can I get that login? And she watched it and it was good. I'll say I kind of like the experience. I thought they did a good job outside of Jason Garrett. I didn't have any issues with the streaming, thought the telecast was pretty good. Great Same. Game they looked into, even though like it wasn't very competitive, but it's kind of high profile stuff. I don't know if people are like weeping and gnashing teeth of all the playoffs maybe are going to be like sold a la carte to all the streamers. I have all of them, so it doesn't bother me as much. I understand that. But I also, it's kind of cool. I kind of like it, you know?
I like that swings are being taken. I like that stuff is being disrupted. I do think that it's absolutely hilarious that everything's going to be split apart and then it's going to come back.
Bundled back, baby.
Bundled right back up, and it's going to be just cable again, but not through, you know, through the internet, not through, you know, a coaxial cable hooked to your house.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not against it. And I feel like you're getting everyone's best shot versus like, it's just Nance and Romo again. You know, which no shade to them. I'm still good with them, but I like people kind of performing a little bit, you know, singing for their supper on the streaming devices.
I like the alternate broadcasts. Now, is the dude perfect alternate broadcast? Is the LeBron James alternate broadcast? Are they perfect? No. But if you dip in there for 15 minutes, especially if you have kids on the Dude Perfect one, it is fun and different, and there's a different angle to it. The Nickelodeon thing that they've done. But my favorite, and I don't understand, I truly do not understand how this is not taking off and on every single option. If CBS is already dual streaming all of their games that are on Sunday, regular on Paramount Plus, you want people to watch over there so that they go there, stay there, etc. Do the next gen stats broadcast that Amazon Prime does. I freaking love that. You get most of the regular commentary. You get a different visual with all the graphics on the screen, you know, in the identifying the blitzer and all this. And then Sam Schwartzstein jumps in every once in a while and says an interesting fact and then goes back out. It's those sort of like technology things for me that I do desperately want more of now that I've got a taste of it. And if that means that stuff's going to streaming, I'm good with it.
That's a really good point. It's not where I thought you were going. The data of it all is interesting. And I almost think it's related to, I had a little bit of an issue with the Traitors season one, because it's different. You know, I'm the only reality I really watch is Survivor, and I'm used to that rhythm and flow. Traitors, I always feel like the dip is in like the group game or task or whatever in the middle of the episode. But I've kind of repositioned myself. I'm like, no, you know what? I just like check Slack during that. I just like get updated on my email because I don't have to pay attention to that because it's not like pivotal as much. So I think that's why these alternate broadcasts have taken off, is because the real broadcast, there's so little football actually being played.
I know.
And I think a lot of the color commentary has been watered down and you're not getting like really good insights. So you're kind of bored. So these other things that are happening are interesting. I like the data. I thought you were going to go Paramount Plus. Here's the cast of Special Ops in character, Special Ops Lioness. And they're going to break down this game down. Or, I mean, the crown jewel would be, you're going to watch this playoff game with the Yellowstone cast, Rip and Beth, and John's going to make an appearance. You know, Jimmy, who went down to the 4-6s or 3-6s or whatever, he's going to show up. That's game changer level.
Do you think like this was what they were negotiating with the writers and the Actors Guild? Is like, we're going to use these characters as AI during the football games because of like 93 or whatever of the top 100 broadcasts of last year were football related. And it's like, okay, so we're going to be using these characters AI version during the game to like sit Mystery Science Theater 3000 style in front of a screen and comment on this. And it's just Rip being like, I don't see any horses out here with these Broncos. Is that a good Rip?
That's a pretty good Rip, to be honest with you.
Thank you.
I don't think it's AI. I think it's the next level of negotiation. And I think artists are going to be into it. Actors are going to be into it because they're like, you can say anything and you can't be canceled because you are in character. You can go full method and whatever you say can't be held against you. I mean, there are some people who are going to jump at that opportunity. I think it'd be hilarious. The kids from Stranger Things are going to be like doing the halftime commentary, you know, on the Netflix broadcast. I'd just be interested is what I'm saying. Okay. Let's go. Let's talk about this weekend, the playoff schedule, in terms of overachieving, underachieving. I think it's overachieving. These are some good matchups, but at the same time, I think there are some gambling opportunities. Of the four matchups, we have Houston, Baltimore, Green Bay, San Francisco, Tampa Bay, Detroit, and Kansas City, Buffalo. What's the one you're most interested in?
Well, the one I'm most interested in is Kansas City. You know, Patrick Mahomes' first time in a road playoff game that isn't the Super Bowl, which is just insane. Going to Buffalo, this is a stressful game for your boy here because I don't know what Kansas City is up to these days, and I don't know which Buffalo team is going to show up because against the Steelers, they came out hot, and then your boy, Mason Rudolph, almost caused some problems for the Bills.
Look, if he doesn't throw that end zone interception, which he did, But if he doesn't throw that and they convert that, that's a very different game.
Now I've got Buffalo versus 49ers. Buffalo beating. I've got Bills beating the 49ers plus 2,500. And I've got 49ers beating the Bills plus 3,000. Super Bowl bets, futures. So you can. I'm putting my heart where my money is. I've also got Lions to win the Super Bowl. So I hope that Detroit wins. I think that Tampa Bay's magic has been used up. But can we just disavow Baker in college and appreciate Baker in the pros? I like watching Baker Mayfield play.
I just do. I think in a lot of ways he is what we thought Johnny Manziel was going to be. But he's actually good at football and he's kind of feisty, but not in a problematic way, you know? But to your Chiefs, Bills, first of all, do you have any cash out options on either of those bets?
Yeah, but it's like, it's a $10 bet and it's like at 13 right now.
I don't like that. That's ridiculous.
No, let it ride.
Be serious. Come on. If I hadn't seen so many Bills get injured last week, I'd love them here.
But they've been getting injured for the last 10 weeks.
Yeah, but like eventually you just don't have anybody when you're getting people like to cancel their family trips so they can come play linebacker for you. AJ Klein did a great job. I'm just saying.
And that literally did happen, which is an incredible story.
When the other quarterback's Mason Rudolph, you can get away with that. When the other quarterback's Patrick Mahomes, you're going to have an issue with that. Now, I don't love the Chiefs either. I think the biggest question I have from this game is Josh Allen going to fake slide again? And do you need him to admit that he fake slid on that touchdown run, or are you okay with people cheating and not following the rules?
I want to be clear about something. That long run, I think that was more of a juke than a fake slide.
What a great spin by you, first of all. That's a great job.
Have you seen the head-on shot? It didn't look like he was trying to go down. He went left
to
right.
I've watched all of it. I've watched all the Zapruder film.
I don't know that you've got the all-22 in your hands.
I've got the all-22. I've got the all-42. I've got the all-62. So I've got all the twos and all the footage and all the angles. This felt like someone who had been studying the Kenny Pickett fake slide.
That was a fake slide.
Came from. That was a fake slide.
He faked going down.
But he was like, where's my wiggle room and what I can get away with? What's the spirit of the law versus like what's the ethic of the law? I feel like he gave enough of a little shimmy that told the defenders, I'm about to go down. Don't hit me. You can get a penalty. And then he used it against them, which is genius, honestly. Credit to him.
I don't want to talk about refs anymore. I said that a few weeks ago. I just don't. I don't care. Like, they're human. It is what it is. We need them out there, etc. Playing defense in the NFL, playing defense in college is just absolutely difficult. It's insanely difficult.
Yeah.
Matt Stafford got in the guy's face that hit the Higbee in the knees.
Yeah.
That's where you, according to the rules, that's where you have to hit them. Did you hear what Chris Collinsworth said after that?
No.
Chris Collinsworth said, I've talked to a lot of these receivers, and I asked them, would you rather be hitting the knees or hitting the head? And he said they all said I'd rather be hitting the head. It's like, Chris, there was a trillion-dollar lawsuit about getting hit in the head in CTE from the players to the NFL.
Did you guys see the Will Smith movie, Chris? Because it was pretty convincing.
Tell the truth. Look,
I don't disagree with you. And like, you can't do a hip drop tackle. You can't hit the knees. You can't hit the head.
Have you ever heard hip drop tackle before this season?
No, I don't. I'm not even clear on what it is, to be honest with you. I just hear people talking about it.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I'm worried for you because this feels like if it was full strength Bills or more foolish strength, I'd be on the Bills. I think the home field advantage is going to be good. I think Mahomes is going to have enough to get over the hump. I think the Lions are going to roll over the Bucks. I think you're right. I don't know that there was magic. I think the Eagles were anti-magic and they just were not going to win that game no matter who it was. I'm really interested in what you think about the Packers Niners game. Is that going to be, because the spread's 9.5 right now, is that going to be close or is that going to be kind of a rout?
I think that maybe my magic comment needs to go over to the Packers, but they looked really good. And maybe Dallas didn't want to be there. Maybe the Eagles didn't want to be there. But Green Bay looked crisp. I don't think there's any team that this week with basically 2 weeks off that for the 49ers have had that can go to Santa Clara, wherever the heck they are, and beat that team. I think that's going to be a bludgeoning. I might take an alt line of like 13.5.
Oh, that's interesting.
Minus 13.5.
I think the Packers are so young, like the youngest team in the playoffs. I think youngest team in like recent memory playoffs. In my anecdotal recollection, it feels like in week two of the playoffs, the teams that have byes always come out and just dump truck people because they've been sitting, they're rested, they've been game planning. And I think the Ravens and the Niners are positioned to do just that. I do think credit to the Houston Texans.
Well, hold on. Credit. So you're saying Ravens are going to dump truck the Texans, because I think that this is the sketchy one that could result in an upset.
And oh, interesting.
I don't know why, because I don't see the other ones. Like, if Tampa Bay were to go to Detroit and win, that's like not the biggest upset of all time, in my opinion. KC over Buffalo, Green Bay over San Francisco would be a huge upset. I just don't think it's going to happen. Houston Agreed. Is the one I give a little bit of a chance to in Baltimore. You don't give them any chance, huh?
No, I don't. I think the Ravens are very, very good. Mm-hmm. I think they're solid across the board. I think their defense is just going to be a tick faster than CJ Stroud's able to process. And I think he's great. He's going to be great. I just think it's a different caliber of team across the roster. I feel pretty comfortable. I mean, this feels like we're angling towards Ravens Niners Super Bowl. Pretty obviously.
Or Bills. Yeah, it's hard to say at this point.
Yeah, who knows? Unclear. I do think it's important for me, as a person who wants to have integrity and who appreciates accountability, I think this is an important time for me to say officially on the record, I think I was wrong about Jordan Love. I was incorrect. I think he's really good now. I didn't think he was going to be good. I think even like halfway through the season, I was like, this guy sucks. He's playing with the fork in his back. Get him out of here. He's really good, man. Like in that game, he was making throws and dissecting the defense that I just didn't think he had in him.
I think my stance has been, what if he's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've been against him. I don't think I've touted him up except for, you know, big games that he's had throughout the season. Then we've done pods and be like, wow, that's crazy, huh? My recommendation on Jordan Love would be, if this game gets out of control, don't judge him on this game.
Oh, I agree.
So I think that there's, you know, Baby Billy Bayless lives up in Wisconsin, and he's been doing this bit in our text thread where he's like, oh yeah, these startup Packers, they can't do anything in Dallas. And now he's doing the same freaking thing about the 49ers, and he commits to it. You got to appreciate that. But I don't, no matter what happens in this game to Jordan Love, I think we have to hold back a ton of judgment, because I am actually kind of nervous that San Francisco is just going to roll through everybody. Yeah. And Kyle Shanahan's going to get his Super Bowl win.
It does feel like he's been so pregnant with Super Bowl win that it has to happen eventually. He's too good of a coach. That's too good of a team. It just feels like they got to cross the border eventually on that. And I think, no matter if he gets picked off like six times, I think Jordan Love's good. I'll say he's much better than I thought he was. Yeah. I never thought he'd be this good. So I was incorrect about that.
And it's his first year playing. And, you know, I think him and CJ Stroud look a lot alike, gameplay wise. And I think that, it's fun to watch them play. And I can't put my finger on exactly what it is, because they both kind of play lazily. And I don't mean that as a diss.
Yeah.
It's just, there's
they make it look easy.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like when Joe Flacco's playing well and then he goes back to the sideline and takes a nap. Like, and then he plays not so well in the next draft. But, you know, there's just some quarterbacks out there that are very nonchalant about it.
Yeah.
As opposed to some other annoying people that we don't like, this really shines through, I think.
I can't imagine, if I was a Texans fan, how excited I would be to have D'Amico Ryans and CJ Stroud.
D'Amico Ryans is very handsome.
He is. He's great. I've seen the Twitter clip of him being like, here's how you pick off Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
Just do this. Great. And then like 5 minutes later, that exact thing happened. That's good stuff. But CJ's so good. Like, good for them. Okay. Let's go to predictions / bets for the weekend and advise people on how to get a payday.
There will come a payday. Hallelujah. What a payday. There will come a payday someday. Someday. There will come a payday. Hallelujah. What a payday. There will come a payday someday.
Jason, we just talked about some of these games and which ones you're liking. What's the one like that you would ride with?
The biggest one I'm on right now is San Francisco -9.5. Mm. But I also like, and this might be a heart play, this might be I want this kind of to happen, but it's over 43.5 in Texans at Baltimore. Do you like that? I think there's going to be points. If the Ravens defense shows up and shuts down Houston Texans offense, I think that's going to be like, holy crap. It's 49ers versus Ravens in the Super Bowl.
I mean, like, if I don't know what the weather is, but if the weather is cooperating, I really like that a lot. I think that's really good. I'm going to throw, I've got a little teaser. So, it's just two-sided bet. I'm going to go, Chiefs and Lions, and I'm going to give them 6 points each. So the Chiefs have to just not lose by 8.5, which I feel like they'll do. And then the Lions, tease that down to a half point. So basically all they have to do is win. All they have to do is beat the Bucks.
Okay, I really like that, even though I think the Bills are going to win it, and I want the Bills to win. That's, I think
Bills
that's,
can still win.
That's
by
the way
three?
That might be
by
the way
seven?
To make that bet.
Yeah, yeah. It's we can Chiefs, be on the same side there.
Give the Chiefs some more points.
But I also, I mean, I always try to look like any bet we do, I'm like, how does this fail? Who screws this up? Weirdly, I could see Josh just going off. You know, I talked about Kyle Shanahan being pregnant with like getting over the hump. This is kind of it for Josh Allen. And I hate it because it's really disadvantageous to him, this game, like his defense. But it's like, I feel like he's either going to play the game of his life or he's going to overthrow everyone by 58 yards because he's going to be so jacked.
And he played like the half of his life last game. They just have to not take the foot off the pedal at all game.
Yeah.
They have to use all of their energy. I don't know what's going to happen next week, but they have to use all of their energy in this game. They have to.
Okay. I feel good about that. So I'm going to ride with yours. I don't know if you want to ride with mine, but I feel good about both of those bets. I think that's good stuff.
Same. I will. We can't be stopped now,
'cause it's bad boy for life. Let's wrap up here. Came out close to the pin. We're in round 9, and the best I can do is tie you. So if you just win either of the two rounds, you win this season of Came Close to the Pin.
And then should I do like some math for the tiebreaker? If you win the next two, I have to figure out some math of like who ultimately got the closest amount of money.
Oh, that's interesting. Like cumulatively, who was the closest?
I wish I would have already done the math on that to say if that was a good idea or not, because
it's like I'm actually the winner. So that's a terrible idea. If we get to tiebreaker, I think that's good. So I'm going to give you the choice. I feel like, you know, we didn't talk a ton about the Lions win last week. Very impressive. Happy for them. Happy for Jared Goff. I thought we should go with a historical Lion. So we can either do Steve Mariucci, former coach of the Lions, who I'm sure we've done before, but I can't remember his number. Or we can do current player Amon Ross St. Brown. You can get him on Cameo right now.
Let's go Mooch.
Okay.
Or we should do Amon-Ra St. Brown's dad. Isn't he like Mr. Olympia or something? Like some bodybuilder guy?
Is he really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Because he has a brother too. I did not know about that.
By the way, quick circle back, Brendan Carroll, that we definitely talk about all the time.
Uh-huh.
He is now the offensive coordinator for the Washington Huskies.
That's right. He was at Arizona, and then when Jed Fish took the job, he went with him. I have a Google alert set up, so I can talk with somebody about it. Not you, obviously, but... okay, I've got my number. Is he let me ask a question. Maybe you don't know the answer to this. He's still on NFL Network?
He is. I do know.
Okay.
He was this season.
I thought he was, because he's got full white hair, I think, now.
Yes.
Okay. All right, I've got my number.
I will go Steve Mariucci, $75.
I've got $150.
$150.
The TV aspect, I gotta bump everyone like 30 or 40 bucks because they're on TV. All right. Steve Mariucci.
That's interesting because you didn't bump Mr. Feeney and he was on TV. You only guessed $94 and he was $150. So interesting.
Honestly, I didn't know if he was still alive. I didn't think he was.
Then he can't do cameos.
I know. That's what I was curious about. I can confirm Steve Mariucci does have like the white hair.
Oh yeah.
He can be had for $160.
Oh my gosh.
So we have a showdown.
People are asking. People are commenting. I trust you, but people are commenting.
The thing I like a lot about
you, I'm watching the live chat right now.
I like when you don't get it right, you always accuse of cheating, which makes me feel like You're always cheating.
I've only been on the site for one person that we didn't use that I had to right. go on and look at. What was
you
what was
say she? That she in like such a specific way?
She was
way?
Like a reindeer or something. What, do you remember what? Oh, Mrs. Oompa Loompa? No.
Yeah, she was an impersonator, and we didn't know how legal this was or how appropriate or whatever. So we cut that. It makes me feel like you don't go on the website, but you have the app on your phone.
Absolutely
and you're on
not.
It every single day.
I'll show you right now.
Yeah. That's not your burner phone either. That's definitely your regular phone, you know, so that's good. Yeah, Cammy. Just quick edit, real fast forward, show the screen, you know? Yeah, totally. You didn't just delete it. No, I get it. I totally believe you, man. I think you play with honor. I also play with honor. I'll earn that respect from people. Or maybe I won't, and maybe I'll cheat the whole way. Who knows?
Or maybe you have been the entire time. Interesting.
Maybe I'm the traitor and came close to the pin, and we just don't know.
It's such a good game. It's such a good reality show.
I really like it. I feel like people
would
like
it. It's so panic-inducing.
It really is.
It goes fast, too. I know what you're saying, like checking in the middle of the game, but it goes pretty fast because they get rid of two people every episode in different ways.
It's really like the first 15, last 15 are the most important. The middle 30, it's just you can pay attention or not. And it's a good rhythm I've gotten into. Okay, that's going to do it for this episode of the Over Underachievers. Before you go, we'd like to encourage you to spread the word about the show by tweeting, Instagramming, just talking about it out loud around other people. You know, that's the best way to help us out, and it makes you look like a genius because of what great taste you have. As always, I'm Knox. He's Jason. We'll see you next time.
Go Bills.
Somebody once told me the world is going to roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb and the shape of it out on her forehead. Well, the tears start coming and the cops start coming. Back to the wounds and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense, not a bit more fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see, so what's wrong with it in the back street? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey girl, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. Only shooting stars wait from alone. It's a cool place, and this day gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man begs to differ, judging by the hole in the solar light picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, I'm not yours. That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.